The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy. Along with my husband Dave, we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. We love coming in here every Saturday to do Auto Talk down here at the Cox Media Broadcasting Center. And we're welcoming you to the show today. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Jan. Wow.
What a weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm glad I got a lot of coffee in me this morning. I'll tell you what, I am fired up and ready to roll.
Sure. We've had such a week this week in the shop, and we're going to be taking your calls today at 457-1290. The show is about anything automotive.
About your car, whatever, right? But Murphy's Auto Care. You want to tell them a little bit about Murphy's Auto Care?
Go ahead.
Hey, no, absolutely. Folks, I'm Dave, along with my wonderful wife, Jan. We're the partners and owners and husband and wife team for many, many years of Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek. If you aren't familiar with us, we're at 3815 Dayton Senior Road. We are open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. for you early birds until 5:30 p.m. And we're there, and we do all types of automotive service, maintenance, and repair on cars, trucks, motorhomes, boats,
everything.
Doesn't matter.
Yep. Just about everything.
That's right. So we've been there a long time. We want to say thanks to all of our faithful clients that have supported us for over 25 years. And also want to say thanks to you if you've been a longtime listener of Auto Talk. We really appreciate it. And if you're new to us, hey, welcome. Jump in. Buckle up. It's a fast hour, right, Jan?
That's right. So we are going to take calls today, 457-1290. That's the number to call. If you have any questions automotive related, we'll be happy to help you figure it out.
Maybe your car's shaking or clunking or doesn't feel right? But
maybe you don't know where to take your car.
Right.
There's lots of great shops here in the Dayton
Amazing
area,
amount.
And we can help you find a good one.
That's right. Happy to refer to someone. So, yeah. So, whatever your questions are, give us a call now. Our phone lines are open, 457-1290. So, we're looking forward to talking to you.
Let's talk about what's in the shop this week.
Well,
boy, what a week.
Way, absolutely. A lot of fun. A lot of cool stuff going on. We were, as usual, very, very busy. We had some. First thing I want to talk about was, and because this came up several times this week, had a lot of folks, for some reason, had lamp failures, headlights, daytime running lamps, marker bulbs. You know, we always notice that in our digital inspection we see. But we had folks walking in with that. And I just wanted to share it. So I was out in the shop, actually. We were just so busy. I actually had to get back out there and get busy with the guys. But brought in a 2013 Ford Edge and had a right front marker bulb out. And we spent the better part of an hour getting to that, just because there's so many body panels you have to remove to get, you know, to a $5 light bulb. It's, you know, you're going to spend a fair amount of money and labor getting there, but that is the norm. And that was, I think, the point I wanted to make, is that, you know, we've been used to what we were used to years ago. And as things have evolved with automobiles and all kinds of machines, they're cool, they're neat, they have a lot of great, you know, features in them, but that also comes along with sometimes a lot more involved in order to maintain and repair. So if you have to have some bulbs replaced and your service provider tells you, you know, it's going to be whatever it is, and it seems like a lot of money, just start out with asking them to explain to you why and what they're going to have to do, and I'm sure they're happy to share that with you. But that's the key, because light bulb replacement isn't $10 anymore in your car or, you know, something cheap.
It just, and like you said, the key is asking what is involved in that and why is that going to be, you know, such an ordeal.
Absolutely. And you know, we were just talking a little bit about that right on our way in, quite honestly. That relationship, that educational foundation is so important when we're talking about big investments people are going to have to make to maintain and repair their cars. And, you know, as an industry, I have to say, I think we've done a bad job over the last 50 years of not working closely with clients. That's one thing that we're very different about at Murphy's Auto Care, is we know that relationship's important. We know that's how you gain trust in us and in our company, and we want to make certain we do that.
Well, auto repair, auto maintenance can be stressful.
And scary.
Especially for the person who doesn't know a lot about it. It can be very scary, and we want to make people feel comfortable about what's needed or suggested for their car so that they understand the why.
Absolutely.
That's key. Understanding what the recommendations, where they're coming from, and why.
And a service provider should be able to put you at ease there and make you feel confident about it, because just like any investment you may have, you should never buy an investment that you don't understand. The same thing applies to having any kind of service provider done. If it doesn't make sense to you, then we've got some questions to answer, or we haven't done a good job at least laying it out to you.
Well, and like you said, that's why we do the digital inspections, so people walk away with exactly what's going on with their car so that they can make an informed decision.
Absolutely. We've had several instances of that this week, especially with new folks coming to us, some from that are Auto Talk listeners, which we really greatly appreciate that and enjoy that. But that's always the response. I have to say that if you aren't going somewhere that does an inspection every time you go, and then in addition is a digital inspection, which is where they're taking photographs and they're giving you commentary from a skilled technician and sending that to you within a timely fashion during the same day the vehicle's there prior to the repairs done, then maybe you want to rethink that.
Well, also, if you end up relocating or moving to another town, you have that information. You have it digitally that
Absolutely.
You can take with you. So when you have to find a new repair shop somewhere, and that can be the case sometimes. I mean, we've had people come in this week that are brand new to the community or the country, and they just want to feel comfortable and that they're not being taken advantage of or sold a bill of goods. So it's our duty to explain everything.
And we enjoy doing it. I'm just going to real quick cite that one example. So we have a new customer, a gal came in, military family, her husband is deployed somewhere, the car needed some service, right? So we did our normal digital inspection. We sent it to her. She forwarded it immediately to her husband. And so the two of them then can have that conversation and then along with us. So we all are on the same page. And then it's very easy to understand what it is necessary to maintain the car.
Right.
And then they could
both make an informed decision, but they had the data.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not going just by what we say. They actually have the data.
Right. Exactly. With the explanation. And then, of course, we back that up with any questions need to be answered. We take care of that.
Yep.
So that's something we want to do. We're going to go the lines right now. I'm going out to Steve. Steve, how you doing today? All right. Let's try that again. Hello, Steve. How are you this morning?
Hello. I'm doing good. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for joining Jan and I here on Auto Talk. How can we help you?
My mother has a 2009 Ford Fusion with 120,000 miles on it. Yesterday, she gives me a call, says she had to have her car jumped. She drives it straight to a local parts store, and they pull the battery or test the battery, and it shows bad. So they put a new battery in it. Then when she went to drive away, it went into limp mode for a better...
Yeah, let's call it that. Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
So it goes into limp mode. They put their diagnostic tool on there, which is...
A code reader. That's what they put on. A code reader. Right.
Pulls up 8 or 10 codes.
Right.
She can't drive it anywhere. She calls me, of course.
Right.
I take my little cheapy code reader up there and erase everything, and the car is just fine.
Right.
My question would be, does she have something to worry about in the future, or is that normal for a low voltage to set off all those or trip all that stuff, those sensors?
Yes. So I'll start out with
120,000 miles.
Right. 120,000 miles. So yes, it is normal. Here's what happens when a battery dies, especially rapidly like that, and you're talking about a vehicle that's got multiple processors on it. A couple of those processors are gateway processors, more or less. They control what else is going to operate, especially the security system that locks it out from the ignition out. When that happens, it basically doesn't remember what's going on. We just had this conversation yesterday, Steve, with another client. And because there had to be a total drawdown of power in the vehicle in order to basically reboot all the systems. It's unlikely that she will have a future problem, but the first thing that should happen is that vehicle should go to somebody that can actually bidirectionally check, do a health report on all the modules on board just to see if one of them has been in error for some period of time. So that's what needs to happen with the vehicle. And I appreciate you bringing this up because this is a point we make to people all the time. Battery replacement is not just battery replacement like it was, years ago. So many vehicles are dependent upon a very healthy battery. And number one, that's why we see batteries failing at about 3 years old anymore here in this region. 3 to 4, that's their maximum
life. And
they
may have fixed the symptom, but it didn't necessarily fix the cause.
Exactly. And the other thing we want to find out on that vehicle is it actually being recharged properly? Is something else going on potentially? So is that the original battery by the chance in that car that failed?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I didn't. It's her car, so I wasn't there when all that got done.
Right. Well, I really appreciate this call because you're exactly explaining the process that happens so many times. You know, you have service call shows up, they jump the car, they tell you better get a battery, you take the car where you did, but then the job's not completely done, and that's where the use of, I'm losing my words here, too much caffeine. But at any rate, that's the purpose of a skilled automotive service technician that knows the entire, you know, from A to Z process. And unfortunately, that's what's occurring on what used to be very simple things that everybody could pop the hood in their driveway and do.
And swap the part.
Right. So, you know, it's very dependent upon the correct tools even to change the battery in a car. And
wow.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I really appreciate it. This is an awesome call, and I think you're really helping a lot of other people because I'm sure there's somebody out there today that may have a battery issue. And, you know, the quick fix is run and do what your mom did because it makes sense, but there may be more to the story, and there probably will be. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All righty.
Well, and that's something she could have checked when she goes in for her regular service.
Absolutely, and that should be occurring, folks.
At regular service intervals?
Exactly. I mean, listen to Jan's words here. When your vehicle is going in for hopefully, it's oil service or whatever, tire rotation, a couple of times a year at least, all right, all these things need to be checked. That's why we are so passionate about a complete health inspection on a vehicle every time we touch it.
With photos.
That's right.
Because you can see those corroded battery cables or maybe something that's a warning sign that something's not hooked up quite right. And, you know, if you're going to the parts store and just having parts put on it, you know, you still may want to use some caution there that may not affix the root cause.
Well, and you know, we believe in being preemptive about it. Right. It's much easier to deal
with. Because I
don't
want to be let down.
Right.
I don't have time for that.
No, I know you don't. And most people don't. And now look at this. So here's Steve and his mom. They're involved in this. And I really appreciate his call. It's amazing. And it's a great call because it'll help a lot of people. But now we got two people involved in a situation that didn't have to happen had a service provider been checking that battery every
regularly
4 to 6 months.
Right.
Saying, hey.
At the oil change intervals.
Right. And that's the key here. That's really the key. So it's because we can forecast when a battery is going to fail if we're checking it regularly.
Well, it's like getting your teeth cleaned every 6 months. It's like if you don't, then you have a problem on down the line that could have been prevented had you been in there regularly.
Absolutely. So, you know, we always err on the side of preventiveness. So we're going to talk about that. All right. Stick with us. We're having a blast here on Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy along with Jan and Murphy, and we will be right back after this brief break.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Flowers are beautiful things, but they become even more beautiful when they're carried by people who are committed to ending Alzheimer's, a disease that currently has no cure. At the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, hundreds of thousands walk, carrying different colored flowers signifying their connections to the disease. And we walk so that one day there will be a white flower for Alzheimer's first survivor. Register today at alz.org/walk.
A real patient talks about mini dental implants with Dr. Volk.
Hi, I'm Paula from New Lebanon, and I'm not only a patient of Dr. Volk's, but I'm also an assistant. You know, I see this procedure every day, and I hear patients say, wow, you're done already? That was quick. So that was really my thinking, too, when he got mine in. And then the fact that it's so painless that he put my implants in, and I got back up and went back to work.
If missing teeth are bothering you, call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a free consultation.
You never know what you'll find at Home to Home, brand new and consigned. Inventory is constantly changing in our huge new showroom. Do you have gently used furniture to sell? Consign it with Home to Home and we'll sell it all, guaranteed. It's safe and easy. We'll even pick it up. Visit HomeToHomeDayton.com to see our stuff and learn about consigning with us. We're in Cross Point Shopping Center off 675. Open 7 days a week.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. For a beautiful look that stays clean, choose Dutch Boy DuraClean Interior Paint. It's a paint and primer formula that is stain resistant. A gallon of flat or ceiling paint is $18.67 after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through August 18th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore three vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
I'm working forward to colleagues I call friends.
At Synchrony Financial, every employee has a unique ambition, not just something we look forward to, but something we work forward to. We're hiring call center representatives in Dayton. We'll help you fulfill your ambitions through generous benefits, competitive wages, and work that doesn't feel like it. Apply at syfcareers.com or text SYF21 to 90206.
Synchrony Financial is more than a workplace, we're a working forward place.
America's oldest welding supply company is now open in Dayton. Family and veteran-owned since 1915, Indiana Oxygen has been serving southwestern Ohio for decades and are a top distributor for Miller, Lincoln, ESAB, and Hypertherm products. Using the most state-of-the-art equipment in the industry, they manufacture their own acetylene and specialty gases and have a fill plant in Cincinnati. Visit Indiana Oxygen, Dayton's newest gas and welding supply company at 3012 Production Court. Indiana Oxygen will treat you like family.
Bullying has to stop. I'm Doug Mann. Join my firm at a very important event Saturday, August 25th at Welcome Stadium. The 2018 Make a Difference Rally is a free event. Join us for food, fun, and entertainment, plus hear speakers on anti-bullying, school violence prevention, self-esteem building, and what you can do to prevent teen suicide. Don't miss it. Saturday, August 25th from 9 to 3 p.m. You may learn how to save a life. Join the conversation at StopBullyingDayton.org.
If your loved one is unable to take medications on their own, or if they're losing weight from not eating, it's time for memory care at Symphony at Centerville. Our unique in-the-moment program engages your loved one and offers compassionate interaction. Symphony at Centerville. Call 999-2020.
Don't let the heat beat you down this summer. A new Carrier system installed by Integrity Heating and Cooling can help you keep cool. Contact us today to find out how our new systems can save you thousands in energy bills. Integrity Heating and Cooling, along with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Imagine a place where you can find senior living with amenities that allow for a comfortable and carefree lifestyle. A place offering a way of life for seniors who cherish independence while accepting that we all need help at times. Well, that place is already here at Brookhaven Retirement Community, providing independent living, assisted living, and rehab services, along with Alzheimer's and memory care. Brookhaven will be there for you every step of the way. Learn more at brookhavenoh.org. Brookhaven Retirement Community. Expect to be impressed.
Throughout the morning hours, we could see some areas where dense fog is forming, quickly dissipating after sunrise, and we do have a chance for showers as we go a little bit later into the afternoon hours. We are drying out a little bit by the evening and into the overnight hours as well. Today's high temperature, 82 degrees, but we're dipping all the way down to 63 degrees for the low tonight. Clouds should begin breaking shortly after the midnight hour. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, along with my beautiful co-host, Jan Murphy, the We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek and always your hosts here on the show on Auto Talk. Glad you're riding along with us. Real quickly, Steve, we were just talking about battery issue. I just wanted to segue into something real briefly. So one of the things we use and recommend at Murphy's Auto Care is a BG battery terminal service. And what that does is it cleans the battery terminals, the cable ends, and puts a protective pad in there that has a chemical in it to basically reduce corrosive action around the battery terminals. So it's a great service. It's a great BG product. BG, you know, we use them throughout the shop, whether it's fluid flushing or whether it's these kinds of services or even to keep your air conditioning system running very efficiently. But it's just one of those things that when you're using that and you're working with a service provider that also uses BG products, they're actually tracking going forward because they know that battery was clean. We had this situation this week. We just had done a service about 3 months ago, a BG service, battery service. The vehicle came back in for its regular service and some other repairs. We noticed right away we had a big growth of corrosion again on battery terminal. We did a real quick test. And we were able to determine that the battery is leaking, the case is leaking, it's outgassing, so the battery needed to be replaced. So if you're not going somewhere that's keeping an eye on stuff like that, you need to.
So had they not performed that BG service, may not have noticed it.
Well, yeah, we would have noticed because we probably would have picked it up when we do our battery test. We battery test every battery
oil change, every service.
Every time. But
part of our inspection.
Yeah, exactly.
Courtesy inspection.
Exactly. And KOI is our parts supplier here who we utilize most of the time, and we get our batteries from them. Those are East Pender DECA branded batteries. And those batteries, I mean, we use those, and I've used them for over 25 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Just amazing track records. They have a tremendous warranty. They're an OE manufacturer for most of the manufacturers. Original equipment manufacturer. But we use the DECA branded battery. So, folks, just wanted to bring that up. It's very, very important. And batteries, you know, they're the forgotten thing, but they're the kingpin of electricity in your car, and they've got to be in good shape, good health. So just wanted to point it out. We're going to go real quick to Keith. Keith, you've been very patient. How can we help you today, sir?
Hi there. Hey, I've got a brand new, slightly used 2004 Chevy Astro van with a little more than 180,000 miles or so. I've acquired kind of a water leak, and I replaced the water pump, which was leaking. Thought that was it. Filled it up, even just without running.
Okay.
It's leaking out. And I checked the freeze plug on the right side of the engine block by the start.
Okay. Keith, stick with me. We're going to come back to you after this break. We got it. I'll put you on hold. We'll be right back. Folks, we're going to talk about Keith's water leak when we come back. I'm Dave Murphy along with Jan Murphy on Auto Talk. We'll be right back.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Christina Casal with the WHIO News Update. Our top story, a man in Dayton is found guilty after defending himself in court for a murder trial.
Well, the rain chances are sticking around today. Find out how much we're looking to get. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Everything looks good on the freeways. No accidents or slowdowns to report. And now our top story, a man in Dayton is found guilty after defending himself in court for a murder trial. 37-year-old Chucky Lee apologized directly to the family of 20-year-old Taylor Brandenburg, who was killed last March. Any future legal matters involving Lee will be impacted by this trial.
My testimony is true.
And I'm sure the judge went on record and explained to him, quite frankly, the ramifications or possible ramifications of defending yourself.
Tom Hagel is a law professor at the University of Dayton. He says waiving the rights to an attorney in a murder case is rare.
WHO's James Buckley says by waiving his right to an attorney, Lee won't be able to use lack of knowledge as an excuse for any future appeals. Fire crews had to be pulled out of a house on Norman Avenue last night after 20 to 30 foot flames engulfed multiple structures.
The fire was large enough that it was impinging on the houses on both sides of it, to the right and the left. And the crews did a great job of minimizing the damage and keeping those houses from being damaged any further than they were.
District Adam Davis with the Dayton Fire Department says investigators looking into what started the blaze. No one was hurt. A former Beaver Creek Church music director convicted of child sex crimes last year is indicted now on a new charge of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor.
49-year-old John Slate was arrested on a parole violation in June. He was convicted in September 2017 on charges of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor and pandering obscenity involving a minor, according to court records.
That's WHIO's Jason Michaels. We're working to learn what prompted the new charge. Here's the exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast.
For today, we're looking at mostly cloudy to partly cloudy skies with a chance for an afternoon shower out there. By the time we get into the evening hours, things are beginning to dry out. Today's high temperature around 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar is clear. It's 81 degrees in Springboro, 73 in Troy, and 78 in Dayton at 1233. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Christina Casale on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Hey everyone, Nancy here with my great friend Christian Hahn of Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai. You know, lots of folks are used to back to school sales, but for you guys, you have the biggest one of the year right now, right?
That's right. It's the clearance sale of all 2018s and pre-owned, because we want to freshen up our inventory. We have cars coming in and out every day. It's going to be an awesome month to buy a car at Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai. Now, our websites, josephairporttoyota.com and airhyundai.com, you can visit that. Or you can come to our showroom. We're located right across from the airport, very easy to get to, but it's a big sale. You're going to get great pricing. Before you buy a new Toyota or Hyundai anywhere else, visit our websites, check us out, give us a contact, a call, an email, whatever you want to do, but you're going to get a great deal at josephairporttoyota.com and airhyundai.com during our summer clearance sale on all 2018s.
And more than likely, what will you tell them when they come in to shop?
Yes!
Hi, this is Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. Is your car feeling a little bugged right now? The bugs of summer can seriously damage your vehicle's paint and cause engine overheating and poor air conditioning performance. Fast Wax at Mike's Car Wash protects your paint and keeps bugs from sticking. So stop into Mike's Car Wash for their debugging specials on Fast Wax that will protect your vehicle's finish and keep you cool all summer long. Head over now to your debugging station at any of the three convenient Mike's Car Wash locations.
For today, we could be starting off with some areas of dense fog forming, but shortly after sunrise, that will be dissipating. Partly cloudy skies throughout the day and a chance for afternoon showers. High temperature today, 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
And we're back.
Absolutely. Welcome back to Auto Talk, folks. I'm Dave Murphy along with Jan Murphy. We are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and your hosts here each and every weekend on Auto Talk. We have lines open today. We're here in the studio. We would love to talk to you. The number to call us is 457-1290. We're going right now right back to our lines. We're going to talk to Keith. Keith, thanks for being patient. Sounds like you've got not a water leak. You have an antifreeze leak from the engine.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to clarify that for folks that are listening. This isn't a water leak because that could be confused with a leak maybe in the passenger compartment.
Right.
Antifreeze leak. So I'll break in here and share this with you. The first step when we have a coolant loss in an engine, the very first thing we're going to do, which is what you've done, is visually look at it. And you've seen some signs of things leaking, maybe the water pump, maybe a freeze plug on this older Astro. But
right. The
next step is it needs to have a pressure test put on the cooling system. And I don't know if you've done that.
No.
So that's where you can just pressurize the cooling system, assuming it will hold some antifreeze, and then visually see where it's starting to leak out. Some leaks are very, very small, and it can take a while to get it to do that. But typically, we'll pressurize the cooling system with this tool. We're going to pump it up to about 14, whatever the cap pressure reads at. We're going to take it to that pressure, and then we want to watch it, okay? Other ways to determine where it is leaking, you can also add dye to the antifreeze, and you can track that with a black light. But there's a lot of sources of where an engine can leak antifreeze either externally or internally. and there are symptoms of both. So I think it depends on how much antifreeze you're losing, how quickly it's going. But I thought you said that it actually leaks just sitting still, engine static, not running. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is an easy one to find. I would say if you're doing it yourself, go to any one of the local parts stores. They'll rent you a pressure tester quickly, and you can just, you know, it's very self-explanatory. Just get it, put it on there, pump it up, stand back, look at it, crawl underneath the vehicle. You're going to see where it's leaking if it leaks statically like that, most likely.
Cool. Are there lines, do you know if there are lines in the boot back, in the engine compartment in the back? Because that seems to be where it's coming from.
Yeah, there's going to be lines back there, especially if you have rear air and reheat on that vehicle.
I do.
Yeah, there's probably your point, but you're going to need to pressurize it first. That will start helping you ferret out all of it. Steve, I appreciate it. That's a great call, and I think that is very helpful to a lot of people. So have a great weekend. All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
sir.
Absolutely. Very good call because, you know, we see antifreeze leaking. I got to say, you know, most vehicles, though, now that have long-life antifreeze, it has a very different color to it, which can be orange or blue or light yellow. Usually you don't even see it leaking on the ground. So hard to determine. At any rate, good call, Steve. We really do appreciate that. We real quickly want to say thanks to our sponsors, one of them being Mike's Car Wash. I know we were just there yesterday, right, Jan?
Mm-hmm.
And your car looks what?
Fabulous.
Absolutely. Nice and clean. You can't beat a great Mike's Car Wash, and they are your debugging station. Mike's is so convenient. They have three great locations around town. You can get in there as early as 7 a.m. or as late as 9 p.m., and get your car completely clean.
And you know what I love about Mike's is I can just be, like yesterday I was out running errands and I'm like, just, you know, get in there really quick, get
right.
The car washed. Now it looks great. We were out last night at the Fray's and boy, what a fun time we had there with our partner, Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley. They were sponsoring the event. We had a gem car on display.
We did.
And of course the menus sounded great. So
yeah,
boy,
yeah.
What a great time we had out
there. Packed house. I mean, if you were there, gosh, I know you had to enjoy the concert. The menus are amazing. But yeah, we had our Lexus sitting there right in front of the fountains.
That's right. And it's going up for auction at the Goodwill Auto Auction, where, you know, every car that you donate, RV, motorcycle, anything, goes up to auction, and all of those proceeds stay right here in the Miami Valley. So we just really can't say enough about our partner, Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley. For more information, you can go to goodwilldaytonauto.com, or you can call 228-2886. That's 228-2886, and donate now. They will handle everything for you if you want to donate. But that auction's coming up with that gem car
in September,
that we've done.
In September,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
coming up.
But it was fun. It was on display. It looks great out there last night at the Fray's. We had a great night. It did not rain, really, and what a fun time.
Yeah,
and
car runs amazing. Everything's been replaced in it. I mean, it's very dependable, low-mileage Lexus RX 300. And, of course, our partner Toma Body Shop here in Dayton did a fabulous job getting ready, looking good.
Well, and last night, you know, we got to really see what the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley does for here in the community. There was, you know, some special awards given out to recipients. I mean, you know, just people that have really been able to benefit so much from everything
from the
that
programs.
They do.
Yep, absolutely.
It's wonderful.
Absolutely. So good time had by all. So we're going to go right now back to the lines. Like I said, lines are open, 457-1290, if you want to reach out and chat with us today. Going right now to Jack. How are you doing, Jack?
Great. How are you, sir?
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for joining Jan and I here. How can we help you today?
Got an 04 Honda CRV, 170,000 miles, and the starter went out, and I had a starter put on, and it shredded the starter. The starter shredded out, put a replacement starter on, it shredded out, and put another starter on, and it shredded the starter. And actually, the inside, the guts of the starter got shredded, and it's just been difficult to figure out why that was, and just wondering if
let's
you
talk about that.
Have an opinion on that.
We do, so let's talk about it. So when you're saying shredding, are you talking about the electrical motor portion, or are you talking about the drive gear section of the starter?
It's probably the drive gear.
So the drive gear section of the starter. So I'm just going to ask you, where are you buying these starters at?
That I don't know.
Oh, okay, so you're taking it somewhere that someone's doing it for you, and it sounds like they're happily replacing it, but they're not getting to the reason why this is occurring.
correct, yes.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll ask you another question then. So when you get the vehicle back after they've put a starter in it, does it start normally for a period of time?
Yes.
Does it sound different when you hit the engage the starter? Like clashing, like more of a clashing grind.
I
can't
answer you that. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. All right. So what can happen is you got a fairly high mileage vehicle, 170,000 miles, if I heard you correctly. And
correct.
Over a period of time, that original equipment starter, which they're very dependable, obviously, it lasted that long. As it engages with the flywheel when it starts, okay, there's wear that occurs there. And, the flywheel has matching wear to what the drive gear on the starter would have had. So then when you take and you put a new starter in it that has virtually no wear to it, now it'll start clashing. There's other things that can happen too. Misalignment, but typically that starter shouldn't have the ability to be not aligned properly. So something, you know, is typically out of whack. Could it be it's just a batch of crummy starters? Yes, it could be. I can tell you that we typically only use original equipment starters on certain vehicles, and that is one of them. And so if that's not occurring, that may be where you're going to have to go. So, or where they're going to have to go. But that's frustrating. I'm sorry to hear that's occurring for you. But get back to the folks who are doing the work and chat with them. And if they want to call me, have them call me. No problem.
Okay. I'll do that. And then, I'm suspecting it may be an aftermarket thing. So, but
it could be.
Your time and your opinion.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks for calling Auto Talk, Jack. Have a great weekend.
Yep. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Well, at least he's getting it taken care of.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can get it back and they'll get a good quality part in there. I have to say that that's one of the reasons we use KOI Auto Parts. You know, they enable us to have a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. And, you know, we consider KOI the professional's choice. They've always stood behind us. They stand behind their products. And that means a lot when we are repairing cars day to day to day.
Absolutely.
And all these parts are coming in, and we have to rely on quality parts to get the job done right the first time. We don't want somebody to have to come back. We really don't. We strive to have on-time service, on-time delivery. You know, we want to
accurate
send
diagnosis.
Our shuttle driver after you to pick you up, and your car is done when we promised.
Right.
And we can only do that with quality parts.
Absolutely. But it does happen. And I will just say this, this gentleman, I'm sure he's going to some place. It sounds like they're helping him out and taking care of it and standing behind it like they should. I'm sure they're frustrated with it, too. But you kind of have to go back a few layers into the parts business and understand what drives the decision of a large parts company to choose one manufacturer or another, or remanufacture, which is the case with this, right? This is these are remanufactured, rebuilt starters typically. They might be new ones. We're starting to see that trend in the industry where now the quality became so poor of remanufactured parts that manufacturers came back out and said, great, we're just going to start selling new starters and new alternators, anything rotating electric.
Instead of
remanufactured, of course, then the perception is that it's going to be just as good as the original equipment component. But that's not always the case.
Well, where the parts are coming from, has that changed?
Well, most of those parts are coming from offshore. And so therein lies the issue with offshore being, you know, to the west, way west. But so what that does is, you know, there are great quality manufacturers that are offshore that hold up to the original equipment specification, and there are those that don't. And you can buy anywhere across that spectrum. I'll never forget going out to the shows in Vegas every November, Apex and SEMA. And at the Apex show is where all manufacturers of all auto parts are. And there were literally 300 brake pad manufacturers, none of which were from this country, okay? And so they're getting specifications of brake pads, building brake pads, flooding the market with their brake pads. They look like the standard brake pad. They're sold and presented that way, and they're not, right? Same thing happens with starters, all rotating electric. There's only two big, really, that I can think of, one almost, prime leader in the remanufacturing business of rotating electric and some other rebuildable parts, and typically their quality is very suspect. So the parts houses, their hands are tied. You know, it can be a...
And you know what? The sad thing is, Dave, the average consumer isn't going to know this.
They do not know that. They absolutely do not. And so consequently, where we're going with this conversation, Jan, is that you can buy a starter from one supplier for sometimes half the price, right? You've got to stop and think about it.
Why is it half the price?
That's right. What are they not putting in that? Right. What am I not going to get there? Now, in this case, this gentleman's actually taking it to a service provider. He's trusting them. He's got a great relationship, and they're standing behind it doing the right thing, and that's awesome. But as a business owner, you can, you know, it's very busy. We're buying hundreds of parts a week, and we're relying on our parts suppliers like KOI, and we have other great suppliers in town too. But when there's a problem with that, you got to go back to your supplier, and you've got to say, hey, look, I've got three or four starters. What's up? You know, the car's not an issue. The flywheel's not bad. What's going on? That means you need to find another supplier. So anyways, get off my soapbox.
Get off your soapbox and answer some calls.
I will. I'm going to go talk. We're going to talk to Billy. Billy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure. What's up?
Well, I got a 1997 Crown Vic Ford, 155,000 miles, my dad's fishing car. gave it to me for a dollar.
Yeah.
Yay. And it gets 7,500 miles a year. He used to change the oil, not himself, but he has had it done every 6 months because that was around 3,500 miles.
Yeah.
Every year. And now it's 21 years old. And the oil out there is all mineral oil, synthetic.
Yep.
I use the Walmart brand, 75,000 full synthetic over the 75,000
sure,
mark.
Sure, sure.
Extended work wear. But then I saw the Mobil 1, they recommend, I mean, not recommend, but they said, hey, you can do 20,000 miles.
Yeah, they've come out, you're talking about probably their annual oil change product.
Right, annual oil change. Now, yeah. I'm already doing it because my annual oil change, of course, is 7,500.
Okay.
I can get 3 years out of it from what they're saying now.
So what are you getting at here? Are you asking me about the interval that you're wondering on this old car?
Right. The manufacturer recommends every 3, 5, or 7, or even 10 now.
You're driving it 100 miles a year. Change the oil once a year. That's fine.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, the 20,000 miles, I mean, is that really legit?
Well, it depends on the situation. I'll tell you what, I'm going to drop you off here because we're going to run to a break, but we'll answer your question. And thanks for calling, Billy, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot. I'll listen to you.
Hey, thanks so much. Yeah, right. Absolutely. He's got a great question. This is, you know, oil technology obviously has changed. We were talking on the show a little bit about how the API specification is getting ready to change.
API?
I'm not going to go there. Automotive Petroleum Institute, which is a collaboration of all automotive manufacturers.
Honey, we need
globally.
To know what you mean.
All right. I'm sorry. I talk in those crazy acronyms. So, but anyway, his point is, I've got an older vehicle. I don't drive it hardly at all. Do I need to really change this thing every 3,000 miles or 3 months or whatever it is? The question is, no, you're leaving this vehicle sit. And I'm assuming when he gets it out, he actually runs it instead of just driving 2 miles down the street to the drive-thru or, you know, or to Walmart or wherever he's going. If you get the vehicle out, you get it up to operating temperature and you're running it like it's supposed to be run in a vehicle situation like that, change the oil once a year. That's all you need to do. And you don't need to be buying full synthetic, you know, $10 a gallon or $10 a quart oil. Change the oil once a year. Just keep an eye on it. Make sure it doesn't develop leaks. That's the biggest thing. Cars that sit around, they develop leaks. And then you got a new problem. So, folks, stick with us. We're live here on Auto Talk, and we're really live. We're going to be right back. I'm Dave, along with Jan Murphy. Can't wait to talk to you. Hold on.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, everyone. It's Nancy here with my great friend Christian Hahn of Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai in Vandalia. So, Christian, I know we're still in the middle of 2018, but you're thinking next year already, aren't you?
Absolutely. The 2018s need to go. Therefore, at Joseph Airport Hyundai and Toyota, we're doing our clearance now. In August, I have about 450 new Toyotas and Hyundais that we have to clear out with great deals so that we can make room for the 2019s. It's going to be a great month. People who want a great deal need to go to josephairporttoyota.com or airhyundai.com or visit us in our showroom. Either way, you're going to get a great deal.
So I was looking online myself, and you have a huge variety.
It is awesome because we have loads of Sonatas, Santa Fes, Elantras, Camrys, lots of RAV4s and Highlanders, all the popular models and trims. They're priced to go at josephairporttoyota.com and airhyundai.com. Come in today.
You do know it's 2 a.m., yes?
Yeah.
And you know you've refreshed that site 15 straight times now. And nothing's changing. Same page, same pictures, same posts. So why?
I need to find a doctor in my area, but it's really hard, and so I stopped. And started doing this.
Okay, well, first, stop scrolling. Nothing good is being posted this late anyway, and it's social media. This is when the bad comments come out. And second, know that with Anthem, you get access to an online tool to help you find the right doctor that's convenient for you and in-network.
Oh, that is nice.
It is. You know it's not? That picture you just liked. What even is that?
A picture of cupcakes my sister made.
Those are cupcakes? Thought they were meatballs.
For all the things that keep you up at night, Anthem has a solution, like finding you a doctor who's convenient for you, in your area, and network, all through a simple online tool. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Rest easy. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of Community Insurance Company.
You never know what you'll find at Home to Home, brand new and consigned. Inventory is constantly changing in our huge new showroom. Do you have gently used furniture to sell? Consign it with Home to Home and we'll sell it all, guaranteed. It's safe and easy. We'll even pick it up. Visit HomeToHomeDayton.com to see our stuff and learn about consigning with us. We're in Cross Point Shopping Center off 675. Open 7 days a week.
And what a beautiful day today at the old ballpark. Breaking the action in time for one of the fans' favorites, the Kiss Cam. And oh, check this guy out. He's too busy enjoying his bucket of chicken to give his girl a kiss. People are starting to boo him. Now they're cheering because it's Lee's famous recipe chicken. Oh, we can't blame him for that.
Right now at Lee's, get a barbecue chicken sandwich combo for only $4.99. That's a tasty sandwich, one side, and regular drink for only $4.99. Lee's, famous for chicken.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore three vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Bullying has to stop. I'm Doug Mann. Join my firm at a very important event Saturday, August 25th at Welcome Stadium. The 2018 Make a Difference Rally is a free event. Join us for food, fun, and entertainment, plus hear speakers on anti-bullying, school violence prevention, self-esteem building, and what you can do to prevent teen suicide. Don't miss it, Saturday, August 25th from 9 to 3 p.m. You may learn how to save a life. Join the conversation at StopBullyingDayton.org.
Imagine a place where you can find senior living with amenities that allow for a comfortable and carefree lifestyle. A place offering a way of life for seniors who cherish independence while accepting that we all need help at times. Well, that place is already here at Brookhaven Retirement Community, providing independent living, assisted living, and rehab services, along with Alzheimer's and memory care. Brookhaven will be there for you every step of the way. Learn more at brookhavenoh.org. Brookhaven Retirement Community. Expect to be impressed.
We're topping off with a high temperature of 82 degrees today, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. As we go throughout the day, we will see a chance for a shower popping up into the afternoon hours. But from the north, drier air is creeping in, temperatures dipping down to a low tonight of 63 degrees. The skies will be clearing up as we go into Sunday. We're looking at mostly sunny skies, less humid, and a high temperature of around 83 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's own. Only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening live to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. We love doing this show every Saturday at noon. We have lots of fun. We take lots of questions. We take lots of calls, as many as we can. But mostly, if you can't get your call in or your question, you can always email Dave at murphysautocare.com. You know, we get a lot of questions through email. People have a little more time and Dave can get back to you. Sometimes people call into the shop, which we more than welcome. But we want to help you solve the problems, you know, and we want to build relationships and help you find that good automotive repair center that you can rely on. And there are several of them all over town. So we are happy to help you find
the right
repair center for you.
Exactly.
And one of the ways to do that is just to start out by Googling the repair centers near you. Read the reviews a little bit. You know, other people are happy to talk about their experiences, whether they're good or bad. And, you know, hopefully they're good and you can read those reviews, check out that facility, make sure their technicians are ASE certified. That's the leading thing in our industry is being ASE certified.
Master
All of
certified.
Our technicians are master certified. We have a great team, and I just want to give a shout out to our team this week. We've just
Absolutely.
Had, you know, with back to school, we've just had all kinds of people coming in with some little issues or getting service done. And
getting those kids ready for college.
We got to get them back on the road as quickly as possible. So I want to thank our team for really buckling up and doing such a great job.
Absolutely. I just want to make a point. You said ASE certified. It's important that they're currently ASE certified. You know, things have evolved, and actually
they have to recertify.
They all the time do. And actually, if you were listening just before our show to Back to Health with Dr. Dyer, Andrew. He was making the point.
Yeah,
with Andrew, he was making the point that, you know, when he got out of college and to what he knew then is much different than what he has now
experience.
Learned through experience. And that's the case. But you've got to keep up with technology, and you have to stay current and know that you're competent at it. And that's what ASE certification is all about.
He also spoke about the team's experience. So
exactly.
when he, you know, sooner or later, when you add up all the experience, which is what we do too at Murphy's Auto Care, he really hit the nail on the head today because our technicians help each other. You know, if something, if they haven't come across something before, we have all the data, we have the technology, we have the information.
If we only worked on one kind of car, you know, we'd all be brilliant. And of course, that's the experience at some places that sell cars. I'll just leave it at that. It's easy to be right all the time on those cars.
Right,
but when you work on everything, you got to have a collaborative effort from all of your technicians that are skilled across the board.
We service families and couples. They have more than one kind of car. We fix everything, all makes and models. We have to have that technology for all makes and models.
We do.
And just speaking of our team, we are looking also to grow our team. If you know someone who's an experienced technician or mechanic, have them give us a call at Murphy's Auto Care, 426-2886.
Or just email me.
And email us. You can find out about jobs online on our website, all the above.
Yeah, we have an amazing team, and if you think you are up to it, we'd love to talk to you, to join us. So, you know, one of the things I also want to talk about today was blinker fluid.
Oh, yeah,
blinker
we were talking
fluid.
About that.
So this is an old joke, okay? People always would come in and say, hey, I want to get my blinker fluid changed. That was a joke. Today, it's real. Think about it. So what is blinker fluid? It's actually your brake fluid. And here's how I'm going to relate that to you, okay? We've got a very technically sophisticated vehicle on the road now, and all of them have, I'll use an acronym, ADAS, which is Advanced Driver Assist Systems. And the ADAS system has to integrate with the ABS, the analog brake system.
I might call you an ADAS.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it's going to get there. But folks, I just want you to think about this, all right? That your ABS system is integrated in order to provide a lane collision warning or lane change collision warning, all right? Maybe your vehicle's equipped with the software for crosswind control, which basically integrates with electric steering. All of these have to be functional. And when the brake fluid in your vehicle's not been flushed regularly, which is an American problem in Europe, it's done every year. And there's a reason for it because
By
of
who?
This. Because of European manufacturers recommend it, and that's how it works over there. And it should be here too. I'm kind of on my soapbox, but it needs to be done because the viscosity of brake fluid changes. And it didn't used to matter when we had systems that weren't electronically controlled, but it does now. So your service provider should be talking to you about specifically a BG brake fluid flush.
So,
oh my gosh, we got to go. What happened
to
the hour?
Oh my gosh, time is up already.
We will be back with you live next week.
Next Saturday.
Thanks for joining us here on Auto Talk. Have a safe weekend with your vehicle out there and have fun. Most of all, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.